Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm chatting with Jordan Roiburn, founder and editor of the Daily Gold. Now, Jordan, you and I are going to talk a lot more about stock picking when it comes to the resource sector because, well, quite frankly, gold price especially is pretty slow, and even base metals, that aggressive move higher has slowed. But a quick comment regarding the precious metals. Gold is, it's rebounded a little bit from some of the recent lows. There are some arguments or some discussions that March we saw another double bottom, but that just kind of relates to the last double bottom people were talking about in February that broke down. Overall, though, when we look around the whole finance sphere here, we see that U.S. markets continue to perform very well. Outside of the NASDAQ, we have the Dow, the S&P, all at record highs or right near record highs. Jordan, how crucial is it to balance out the moves in gold with what's going on in the U.S. market and understand that gold continues to underperform the U.S. markets?
Well, I mean, Corey, you brought this in brilliantly. I really don't need to say anything more than what you already said. I mean, historically, if you look at gold, the bull markets in gold have come when it's outperformed the stock market. And it's interesting, over the last 5 or 6 years, it really has not outperformed the stock market other than for a couple months at a time. And yet, even with that, gold has managed to go all the way up to nearly $2,100 an ounce. Of course, it's correcting now. It's building the handle of a very bullish cup and handle pattern. I mean, it could take more time than we think, but at the same time, if you look at a 7 or 8 year chart of gold against the S&P 500, it's trading in a range that has not broken out above 0.70 yet. And so, to me, big picture, you know, when we're going to see the next big upside launch in this market, it's going to happen in tandem with gold outperforming the stock market, because you need capital to come out of stocks and into gold. And unfortunately, we're seeing the opposite. Now, does that mean gold's going to crash or go back down? Not necessarily. I mean, because gold has been able to hang in there and hold up okay, even while the stock market has outperformed. But I mean, at this point, you know, over the next couple months or the remainder of this year, you know, it looks like the stock market is in a strong position. I mean, it could have a correction at some point, and that would benefit gold. But it's just, we're, and by the way, if you look at the huge moves that like came off the 08 low, even at points in 2018 and after the COVID low, those huge V rebounds, again, a tell for that is usually gold starts to really outperform the stock market before it makes one of those V moves off a bottom. And so we don't have that here either. So I mean, the short-term outlook, if gold can close above 1750, yeah, it's got a little double bottom. It can get to 1825. There's a lot of resistance in that area, you know, and maybe GDX can get up to 36, 37, GDXJ 51 to 52. I mean, I think those things are possible in the short term. We probably have hit a short-term low in the sector, but you know, calling this anything more than that at this point, there's just not enough evidence to project that.
So then, Jordan, does that mean we're essentially waiting for the U.S. markets to fall in terms of maybe a big correction, or is there a potential here that the U.S. markets kind of go sideways and that money rotates into the safe havens? That seems maybe a bit further fetched to me.
Well, I think the bigger picture, and I don't want to get too far ahead, but a bigger picture framework that I'm thinking about is if the economy is too strong and these numbers come in really hot, then you get the threat of inflation, then you get the Fed having to hike rates, and the threat of inflation, once we see inflation get above 3%, that's going to slow down the stock market. We're going to have, you know, fears of accelerating inflation, you know, maybe stagflation. So capital will rotate out of the stock market slowly and into more in inflation areas, you know, materials, energy. I mean, it's done that a little bit, but it could do that even more. And, you know, eventually when it starts to hurt the economy, that's when you'll see gold and silver really fly. So, I mean, that potentially, if we're looking out 1 to 2 years, that is a, and it speaks to what you're saying, or maybe the stock market could go sideways, because that could happen at the start of an inflation problem. And the Fed hiking rates is going to be a huge catalyst for this market. I know, you know, I don't, there's a lot of things I could talk about, but I don't want to get too far off track. But Corey, if you look historically, the Fed hiking rates has been a huge catalyst for gold. I mean, it's marked, or it's occurred around the point when gold's made bottoms. If you just, you're going back and you look at the last 50 years, and the reason this time why that could be a catalyst is because if we need inflation to take off for the stock market to slow down and gold to move higher, what will be a signal of that? It would be the Fed hiking rates, because the Fed is only going to hike rates when inflation has really taken off. And we know that they're going to stay behind the curve. So that, you know, and I did notice that there was a 12% chance that the Fed could hike this December. So that's something that I want the listeners and the audience to think about for the rest of this year. I mean, if the data comes in really hot and the economy is exceeding expectations this year, you know, watch those statistics and what people are saying about a Fed rate hike. It's not based on what I'm looking at, I don't think it's going to be bearish for precious metals. It's ultimately going to be bullish, because that has to happen to get to the point where the stock market goes sideways, capital comes out, it favors inflation, et cetera, et cetera. So I know that was a long answer, but that's kind of the bigger picture framework, I think, what we need to get to for precious metals to really outperform again.
Well, and that plays into that inflation narrative too, right? Where the Fed is then forced to act. But Jordan, do you expect the Fed to do something to actually start to hike rates sometime before 2023, as they have outlined?
Well, the market, I saw a couple of days ago, the market had priced in a hike actually at the end of 2022. I mean, it all comes down to the data. If the data is strong enough, I mean, if we have now I know that this year the market is thinking the inflation is going to be transitory. And so the question is, if this economic strength and inflation carries into next year, then you would definitely see the Fed have to hike. I mean, if we have inflation at 3% and we have full employment by their metrics has happened, then they're going to hike. I mean, we're not talking about aggressive rate hikes. We're just talking about token hikes. If you have inflation at 3%, if they hike once or twice, it's not really going to move things off course. So, you know, and then you also have yield curve control. So when we're looking at long-term interest rates, bond yields, the 10-year, the 30-year, so if those start to move up too aggressively, you could also have yield curve control come in. Whereas if you look at the two-year yield is a proxy for the Fed funds rate. So longer-term yields, that could, you know, watch those if we're thinking about yield curve control coming in. Two-year yield is a proxy for the Fed. When that starts picking up and kind of moving out of this band, that's going to be a sign that the Fed is closer than not to actually doing its first rate hike.
Okay. So that's something to really consider here, is when the Fed will start to hike rates. And we have seen a couple other central banks around the world maybe throw that maybe test balloon out there in terms of they could be hiking rates, but Jerome Powell, at least recently, has really been trying to drive home the fact that they're not planning on hiking anytime soon. But you are right, though, Jordan. Through history, we have seen gold actually benefit from a rate hiking cycle. And I know that seems a little bit contradictory. Jordan, we have to wrap it up here, but we will be chatting next week. And that's when we will get more into the actual stock picking aspects that you think are the most crucial in these, for the most part, sideways or choppy precious metals market. Jordan, thanks for your time today. We'll chat again next week.